Good evening, everyone. I'll declare this meeting open at 6:02 p.m. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'd like to welcome our visitors to the meeting, Councillor Georgia Johnson, and we also have Dr. Jude Balm, Managing Director of Infinity Training, here this evening. Move on to item two, attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved. Councillor Ames has sent his apologies for this evening, and we welcome Mayor Hamilton, who will be deputising for Councillor Ames. Councillor Ellery and Councillor Dorr are also apologies for this evening. And everyone else is in the chamber. So I'll now move on to item three, disclosures of interest. We have received some disclosures prior to this meeting. I've received a declaration for the CEO for item 19.1, CEO performance and salary review, and objective setting for 2024-25 due to this subject matter directly applying to the position of the CEO. We've also received a declaration from the Manager of Human Resources for the same item, 19.1, and from the CFO for the item 19.2, due to their reporting relationship with the position of the CEO. I've also got some other declarations here. Councillor Catalano, did you want to read out your declaration? So I'll just say it's Councillor Catalano has declared a proximity interest for item 14.6, which is provision of the latter at Caprock, and you'll be leaving the room. And we also have an interest from Councillor Bowman in relation to item 19.3, the appointment of the independent panel member to the CEO Recruitment Committee. He's declared an impartiality interest as Helen Hardcastle is contracted to the City of Swan to undertake Stephen Kane performance review. And you'll be staying in the room.
Yep.
And I've also declared for item 19.3, appointment of independent panel member for the CEO Recruitment Committee. It's an impartial interest. Helen Hardcastle does work for the City of Bayswater, and I'll be staying in the room. Councillor Sutherland.
I too would like to declare an impartial interest for 19.3 as Helen Hardcastle works at the City of Bayswater, and also just an impartial interest that I know Mike Foley as well.
Mike Foley.
Yep.
Yeah, and you'll be staying in the room. Any other declarations of interest? Okay, so we'll now move on to item four, which is announcements by the chairperson. So 4.1. The 2023-2024 related party transactions and disclosure forms have been emailed to councillors. These forms are due to be returned to the EMRC by no later than Thursday, the 11th of July, 2024. Councillors are requested to complete their form as a matter of priority after the 31st of July, 2024 to 30th of June, 2024. I'll just clarify that. 30 June 2024 to assist with the finalisation of the audit of the 2023-2024 annual financial report. Please note, even though there is no disclosure, a signed nil return will still need to be submitted. Are there any questions on that item? No. So I'll move on to item 4.2, which is the 2023-2024 annual return. These annual return forms have also been distributed electronically, as the annual return period does not conclude until the 30th of June 2024. It is important that the annual return is to be completed for the year ending 30 June 2024. The completed forms are to be returned to the EMRC from the 1st of July 2024 and by no later than Monday the 26th of August 2024. Councillors are requested to complete their returns as a matter of priority. Failure to lodge the return is a serious breach of the Local Government Act. If a relevant person does not lodge a completed return within the prescribed period for any reason, The breach under Part 5, Division 6 of the Local Government Act 1995 has to be reported under the legal duty and responsibility to report in accordance with Section 28 of the Corruption, Crime and Misconduct Act 2003. Are there any questions on that? Okay, so I'll move on to item 5, response to previous questions taken on notice. There are nil. Item 6 is public question time. We don't have any questions from members of the public. Okay. Item 7, applications for leave of absence. Are there any councillors wish to apply for leave? Councillor Plifka?
Yes, from the 3rd to the 31st of July.
Inclusive?
Yeah, thanks.
Anyone else? If not, can I have a mover and seconder? Move Councillor Sutherland, seconded Councillor Hamilton. All those in favour? That's unanimous. I still need to do it formally. Okay. Item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are nil. Item 9 is confirmation of minutes. So 9.1 is minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 23rd of May 2024. Can I have a mover and seconder to confirm these minutes? Move Councillor Jeans. Seconded. Councillor Sutherland. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, so item 10 is questioned by members of which due notice has been given, and I've been advised by the CEO that we have not received any questions of which due notice has been given. Item 11 is questions without notice. So, councillors, are there any questions that are not specific to the employee reports? Nope. Okay, so I'll move on to item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So the following confidential reports are covered in section 19 of this agenda. We have the Chief Executive Officer Performance and Salary Review for 2023-2024 and Objective Setting for 2024-2025. Chief Executive Officer Recruitment, Job Description Form, Remuneration Package and Advertising Process. Appointment of an Independent Person to the CEO Recruitment Committee. EMRC Support for Australian Research Council Research Hub for Value Added Processing of Carbon Waste. Review of secondary waste charge and strategic discussion. Councillors, as I mentioned before, we do have Dr. Balm here this evening. So to make the most of his time, confidential item 19.1 will be dealt with prior to section 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. So can I please have a mover and seconder to bring forward this item? Move Councillor Jeans, seconded Councillor Sutherland. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Now, we need to discuss this confidential item, can I have a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors? Moved Deputy Chair, seconded Councillor Hamilton. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So if we can close the doors. Okay, so I'll now move on to item 13, which is business not dealt with from a previous meeting. The review of delegated powers and duties was adjourned from the 22nd of February 2024 ordinary meeting of council. This will be dealt with under employee report 14.5, as well as the confidential item strategic discussion that was deferred from the 23rd of May 2024 meeting will be dealt with under confidential item 19.6. So now move on to item 14, employee reports. So we will withdraw item 14.2 to deal with the amended motion and item 14.7 to nominate the attendees to the Waste Conference in Perth. Does anyone wish to withdraw any other reports to be dealt with separately under item 14 as well? Oh, sorry. And we also have 14.6 because we have the proximity interest from Councillor Catalano. So that's that one. Anyone else wish to pull an item? Yes?
14.5.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, so can I please have a mover and seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations in the employee reports with the exception of item 14.2, 14.5, 14.6 and 14.7? Move Councillor Palifka, seconded Councillor Jeans. All those in favour? That's unanimous. So we'll now move to item 14.2, which Councillor Hamilton, you have submitted an amendment with two additional limbs.
Yep.
So would you like to read out those additional limbs?
Okay. Well, the first dot point is as per the officer's recommendation. Second dot point, by absolute majority, declares a dividend of $5 million from the audited operating surplus for 23-24 financial year. And three, authorises the payment of the dividend following the endorsement of the audited annual financial report for 23-24 financial year and to be based on the respective member council equity shareholding.
Do I have a seconder? I need a seconder first. Councillor Palifka. Councillor Bowman, I'm going to give the mover the opportunity to speak and then the seconder, and then we'll open to questions. So, Councillor Hamilton.
So, thank you very much. And firstly, I do apologise for the lateness of sending through some of these amendments. It's been a very busy week, but moving on. Given that the EMRC at this point in time is not proceeding with many projects or reducing the volume of projects, it's my belief that this money that is available through the surplus could better be utilised by the member councils to actually deliver shovel-ready projects to their community. Thank you. Sorry, I have nodules on the voice back, so I get dry when I speak. I'm sure that all of us as members of the EMRC, our local governments have projects. It is not unheard of for the EMRC to deliver a dividend, and I'll leave it at that for the moment.
Councillor Palifka.
I'll reserve at this point.
Okay. Councillor Bowman.
Through the Deputy Member to the CEO. CEO, is this actually allowed under our standing orders? Because my understanding it's not relevant to item 14.2, with 14.2 only being receiving the statement of comprehensive income and the rest of it. But this is actually doing something completely separate and should have been treated as a notice of motion, which would have come then with a complete report.
I'll go to the CFO.
Through the Chair, we obviously received it today. There were a few ways to deal with it, but one of the items was in the budget as well, and given the fact that it's going forward, we thought this was just an elegant way of presenting it. But again, if required, this can be brought back the following year, if required.
So three.
Councillor Hamilton.
So my question was, is it allowed under our meeting procedures or our standing orders? Because I don't see it being relevant to item 14.2 and should have been treated as a notice of motion, which then came with a detailed officer's report of the financial impacts.
Through the Chair, it is relevant in the sense that the dividend is paid out from the surpluses, of which it's reported in this report. To the large extent, is it per the standing orders or the meeting procedures local law 2023 for the MRC? It is not a major departure. It is not an alternate motion. It is consistent with the subject matter, which is in this case the financials, well-being of the EMRC, of which in the case of the dividend, it's going to be paid out from surpluses of the current year surplus, which is reported in this item.
I'll speak against it.
Go ahead.
Or do we do it separately?
No.
Don't do questions first?
No. He's allowed to speak against it, and then you can ask a question following that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to speak against this motion. I don't disagree with what's trying to be done here, but I'd like to have more information in front of me. I don't think tacking it on at the last minute on this item without a full financial report from staff is a good decision-making process, and as such, then I cannot support this motion at this point in time.
Thank you. Councillor Palufka?
Yes, through the chair to the CFO. This amount is a surplus.
Through the chair, that's correct, from the current year's operating surpluses.
What does that mean? What is a surplus?
A surplus is essentially in the normal commercial world is a profit. So if during the year you make income, you less your expenses, and the net profit is what it is, what we consider surpluses in local government.
This surplus is not earmarked for any particular project. It is a true surplus.
Correct. It goes into the municipal fund at the end of the year. Then we look at the budget what's required, and then we allocated that into the future development fund.
And so by not adopting this motion, we would effectively be making a decision to not issue a dividend.
That's correct. It would have been kept as retained earnings.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a question? Yeah, you may ask a question.
Just through the presiding person, or chairperson, it's my understanding that in the past there have been motions put forward to pay out a dividend. In fact, I'm thinking of the one from Councillor Congerton, who was formerly on this, and I believe that that was raised on the night and it delivered a dividend to all the member councils. I can't recall. I think it was attached to a item that was in the agenda, and I think it was very similar along the lines to what I'm proposing tonight.
That is correct. There was a FOGO distribution. There was an attachment to it as well. FOGO for in terms of the 13 points. After that as well. There were two subsequents. Yep.
Councillor Janes.
Just a question. That firstly, that the surplus includes the secondary waste monies. Is that correct?
That's essentially yes. There is a small amount. Obviously, the large component of the profit, as reported in the report item 14.2, you will notice a lot of it is actually from our commercial tons. So yes, there is a small component this year from the secondary waste, but not a large component of it.
Okay, and can I have a follow-up question?
Go ahead.
Yep. Is that the municipal fund, is there directions on how that money is used in the following year? Is there any directive for...
Through the chair, the only direction will be obviously from our budget that we present in terms of consistent with the corporate business plan and the strategy, how we're going to be utilising the funds, and that goes into this reserve called the Future Development Fund. If it's not used, we try to keep the municipal fund very low. It's not something that we try to allocate it to the projects per the council's instructions.
And can you give me an example of what those funds have been used for in recent years, Brent?
Through the chair, it goes to, say, for example, the purchase of the plant and equipment, you know, the excavators, the tracksuit, all the large equipment. That's for the running of the Red Hill site. So those things come out from this fund.
Right, it's obviously the fact that we can't borrow money, that we have to use our own internal funds.
Absolutely, that's correct. As per the Act, we are not allowed to borrow. Only repayer-based councils can do that.
Question?
Deputy Chair?
So with Belmont and Kalamundik having withdrawn, do we know if we've got enough cash put aside to pay them?
I'll go to the CEO to respond.
So in the current balance sheet, we already have a provision for 11% of the then net equity, about $21 million. So that's already provided for in the balance sheet and the cash as well. And it's actually in a term deposit, and we keep renewing that. For Kalamanda, that will be included in this year's figures, and there will be a provision made as well. But we're still waiting for the final valuation by the independent valuer that will determine the amount and the ultimate payout.
So follow-up question. So we're not 100% certain what the final valuation would be. So we've got money put aside for what we think will be, but it could be different. Is that...
We've provided for the maximum amount possible.
Any other questions, or would anyone else like to speak to this? Councillor Catalano.
Thank you. I actually just wanted to speak to the officer's report, and that's just all I want to speak to at this point, which is the first point there. Yes. So I just wanted to say that, to put it out there and in this forum, that I have a lot of problem with the wood to waste to energy project, and I understand that, you know, it's very far progressed and it's all the decisions being made before my time and everything like that. So, you know, I'm not here to stop it or anything like that, but I do want to let this council know that I have a lot of problems with that. I mean, I live close to Hazelmere, and, you know, any more kind of air or water or land pollution that comes off that plant will be detrimental to our community. So that's what I wanted to say. So I, you know, just in terms of this budget, I really am having a lot of trouble with it, but I will approve it because there's obviously, I can't stop it anyway, but I just wanted to say, I never have liked this project from when I heard about it, when I wasn't even on council. Now I know more about it, you know, it's almost up and running. So, but yeah, I still have a lot of concerns, just wanted to say that. But that doesn't mean to say that I'm going to oppose this motion here tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions or any councillors that wish to speak to this? You have a question?
Exercising the right by reserve to speak to the item.
Go ahead.
So look, I certainly hear the Deputy Chair's concern, but I have also heard the response from the administration as to the relevance of this to the item at hand, and I'm persuaded by that. So if anyone else is similarly of the view that it is relevant, I'd say that disposes of that issue. But getting to the substance of it, in terms of should we declare this dividend? And with no disrespect to the administration, I think the question I'm asking myself, and I invite everybody else to, is would that money be better used by your individual councils at this point in time? And from my perspective, I'd say that, yes, that is the case. And if similarly with your councils, that is the case, that you could use that money better at this point in time, then I would invite you to vote in favour of the notice of motion.
Thank you. I have a question probably to the CFO. Can you just confirm, Mr. CFO, if just on limb 3, it says authorises the payment of the dividend following the endorsement of the audited annual financial report for 2023-2024 financial year and be based on the respective member council equity shareholding. That shareholding is at 30 June 2024.
So that would be per the financial report. The proportions are actually reported in the audited accounts, and that's the proportion we'll be using.
After the accounts have been audited?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. Anyone else wish to speak to this? If not, I'll go the mover to close.
Thank you, everyone, for indulging me. I'm aware that the forecast surplus exceeds $14 million. I'm aware that in the past, councillors around this table have happily supported the distribution of dividends to their member councils. This has been something that happened during the COVID period. It also happened when Councillor Congdon was chairing this particular EMRC entity. It is not unknown to distribute a dividend, particularly in those years where there is a significant surplus. I consider $14 million to be a significant surplus, and I would like to see distribution to the member councils as per their equity shareholding, which will, as we've been advised, be determined as of the 30th of June this year. And I cannot perceive, we have already indicated and heard from the administration over the last two months, that many of the projects that we aspire to will not proceed or will proceed in a reduced format. So the demands on our surplus are less for the coming year than what they might have been in previous years. So I would ask for your support for this amended motion. Thank you.
Thank you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to separate the limbs because 2 and 3 are linked and have absolute majority. So we're going to vote on limb 1 first, and then we will vote on 2 and 3 together because they're connected. Councillor Jeans, do you have a... Sorry. You're moving limb 1?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. No, it's moved. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to put limb 1 to the vote. All those in favour? That is Councillor Palifka, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Sutherland, Deputy Chair Bowman, Councillor Jeans and myself. All those against is Councillor Catalano. So that is carried. I'm now going to vote, put to the vote Limb 2 and Limb 3. All those in favour, that is Councillor Palifka, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Sutherland, Councillor Catalano and myself. All those against is Councillor Jeans and Deputy Chair Bowman. So that is also carried. Okay. So the next item that was pulled is 14.5, I believe. That was the review of delegated powers and duties. Deputy Chair, you've pulled this one. Are you moving the officer's recommendation?
I'm not moving the officer's recommendation, but I can move a slight alternative or just move an amendment to somebody else's.
Do you have your...
I just want to delete 1.1.2. So whether you move... Someone moves it and seconds it, and I ask for an amendment.
Okay, I'll ask that. Does anyone wish to move this item?
Sorry, I just wanted to know, which one did you want to delete?
1.1.2, which is the delegation to the legal committee.
Yeah, sorry, which, when you say 1 point, where are we looking at?
1.1.2, so I've got the delegation.
The delegations. That's
the old ones. So 1.1.2, legal committee. It's page 92 on the hard copy.
So can I ask a question? Are we moving the officer's recommendation and then Councillor, and seconding, and then getting Councillor Bowman to actually, okay.
So do I have a mover to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hamilton, do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Jeans. Councillor Hamilton, do you wish to speak? Councillor Jeans, do you wish to speak? Councillor Bowman, you wish to move an amendment?
Yeah, move an amendment, which is just to remove delegation 1.1.2, which is the delegation to the legal committee.
May I ask a question of Councillor Bowman?
Well, first before you agree to accept the amendment, yes. Go ahead.
What is the intent of removing that?
So the intent would be that any decision that was acquired would come to full council. It hasn't been used previously as well. So there's little benefit to have it. And then finally, if you have a delegation to a committee, well, then that creates other issues for that committee as well.
So could I, through the chair, ask the officers where we're at? Because clearly the legal committee has in the past had dealings with some of our issues, and I want to know where we're at and what that delegation, if the deletion is there, what that would do.
I'll go to the CFO.
Thank you. Through the chair, obviously I'll go to curtail some of my responses because this is not confidential and it's recorded. The legal community was established during a time when we did have the notice of dispute from the City of Belmont. It was established so that it can be prompt in responding to it. We are, obviously, that dispute has been resolved, and we are going through the valuation process. So this legal committee is just established so that anything to do with the establishment agreement, be it a withdrawal for, by a member council, and any matters related, that they have the authority to basically make that decision without coming to council. So it's just being able to be being able to respond quickly to any legal matters that arise. As we know, to organize a council meeting and to ensure that everyone's available and all that does take time, and the legal committee is essentially half the number of members. But in terms of the progress, we are progressing quite well. Obviously, it's taken a lot longer than we anticipated, but we are closer to the end now, every day as each day passes. So again, if the decision in over the next month and the thing has been valued, the position will be, it will be a lot be quicker for us to actually organize for a meeting for legal committee, because it can be held at any time.
So follow-up question, if you don't mind. Given that, okay, when the issues relating to those former member councils is resolved, would that legal committee be dissolved?
Previously, there was a time limit, but it was extended, and the council made a decision that it will continue on to until the matter is resolved. And again, it's up to council to disband by absolute majority if it so wishes.
Okay. So, Councillor Bowman, I'm sorry, I won't accept your amendment.
Okay, so would you like to put that to see if you have a seconder? Is there a seconder to remove this item? No, that lapses. So we're back to the substantive motion. Would anyone wish to speak to it? If not, I'll put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, so the next item is 14.6. Councillor Catalano, you need to leave the room for this one. Okay, so this is 14.6, the tender RFT 2024-002 provision of lateritic caprock quarrying service, moved by Deputy Chair Bowman, seconded Councillor Jeans, Councillor Bowman, Councillor Jeans. Anyone wish to speak on this item? If you could just turn off your microphone. Okay, I'll put that straight to the vote. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Can we please get Councillor Catalano back in the room? Okay, so the next item that has to be pulled is 14.7, Waste and Resource Recovery Conference 2024, because we need to insert the names of attendees. So what I'm going to do, would somebody like to put forward themselves to attend, if anyone's interested? Councillor Bowman, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Sutherland. Anybody else wish to attend? Okay, Councillor Ellery. Anybody else wish to attend? I'll put my name down as well. Councillor Johnson. Okay. Go ahead.
If for some unforeseen reason any of the councillors who have nominated can't attend, can that be transferred to another councillor in the
I'll go to the CEO to respond.
Through the chair, yeah, that's no problem at all to hand over the lanyard and have someone else attend.
Okay, so would somebody like to move, Councillor Pavlichka?
Just a question. In terms of these conferences, is there sort of a regular number of people that we would send, or it's just whoever wants to go can attend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still not nominating.
You're not. Councillor Jeans?
Yeah, question. It's just got two places.
Is there a reason?
No. This is the, through the chair, this is the two places are available for the Waste Management Reference Group. Yeah, so it's under, but normally every year we have three or four councillors attending, so this is
So would Councillor Catalano, you have a question?
I just actually want to ask a question. I mean, I didn't really look at this item, but now that it's come up, just where is it being held, sorry?
Crown, Perth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so would somebody like to move this motion with the names included? Councillor Sutherland, you're moving it with the names of Councillor Bowman, Councillor Hamilton, yourself, myself and Councillor Ellery, and you're not, no. Yep, so we've got that minute taker. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Polifka. Councillor Sutherland, do you wish to speak to it?
No, the more the merrier.
Okay, Councillor Polifka, do you wish to speak to it?
No, happy with that.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak to this item? If not, I'll put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous and carried. Okay. So we'll now move on to item 15, which is report of committees. Anybody wish to pull anything on here?
Two that got absolute majority, so they can't be carried on block. Yes, carry on block, yes. You have to pull those two out.
What two?
The corporate business plan and the annual budget.
Through the chair, as long as it's on block, you can actually vote as absolute majority, as long as, obviously, if the situation where it's less than absolute majority, then we do have to deal with it individually. But, no, it's on block.
Would you like to pull them?
My understanding is that you can't carry an item on block if it's an absolute majority, but that's, we've been given advice, so...
So may I have a mover and seconder for the recommendation and move the reports of committee on block? Move Councillor Jean, seconded Councillor Sutherland. Councillor Jean, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Sutherland? Anyone wish to speak to these? If not, I'll put it... No, we're not to speak to it. We're moving on block. Okay. Sorry about that. My mistake. I'm now going to put this to the vote. All those in favour? That is Councillor Jeans, Councillor Sutherland, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Polifka, Deputy Chair Bowman and myself. All those against is Councillor Catalano. That's carried. Okay, so item 16, reports of delegates. There is nil. Item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given. There is nil. 18, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. So we're up to item 19, which is confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So can I please have a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors? Move Councillor Jean, seconded Councillor Bowman. All those in favour? That is unanimous. If we can please close the door. Okay, so item 20 is future meetings of council, with the next meeting to be held on Thursday, the 25th of July, if required. Item 21 is declaration of closure of meeting. But before I declare the meeting closed, I would like to express our gratitude to Lee for her support and contributions as the minute taker and council support for council over the past 4 years. Lee will be taking an extended period of leave to travel in July as her husband has decided to retire. Taking over her role is Beatrice Genovese, who has joined the EMRC recently. Welcome, Beatrice. And tonight Beatrice is shadowing Lee and will be the next minute taker for our next meeting of council. So I will declare the meeting closed at 7:59 p.m. Thank you.